Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 29, The Crisis of the Imperial Order, 1900 to 1929. In 1914, after decades without a major conflict, the great powers of Europe believed a war would be quick and victorious. The two major alliances they formed, the Central Powers and the Triple Entente, were locked into rigid mobilization plans. When Balkan nationalism triggered a conflict between Serbia and Austria-Hungary, the alliances quickly drew Russia, Germany, France, and Britain into the conflict. Of all the European powers, Russia was the least prepared for war. Chaotic mobilization and a string of defeats disrupted its economy, causing widespread privation. As the war progressed, Russian soldiers began to desert, farmers rose up against landlords, city women demanded bread, and the government lost control of military and civil order. In March 1917, a moderate government replaced the Tsar, but proved unable to satisfy the people or pursue the war. Its failures allowed the Bolsheviks to overthrow it in the November Revolution. The war resulted in Germany's defeat and the collapse of the Russian, Austro-Hungarian, and Ottoman empires. France, Great Britain, and Italy expected to reap the benefits of victory and expand their empires at the expense of the defeated. However, with the exception of the United States, the Allies were exhausted and impoverished by the war and had lost the will to fight colonial conflicts. Meanwhile, the idea of self-determination had spread to the Middle East and Asia, where nationalist politicians and their followers were determined to resist European rule. Though united by a common civilization, China and Japan reacted to the West in opposite ways. After 1868, Japan established a strong government and built an industrial economy comparable to those of the West. Meanwhile, China, after the fall of the Qing dynasty in 1908, suffered a period of civil war in which warlords and political factions vied for power. Japan took advantage of World War I to build its empire and economy at China's expense. After the war, France and Britain took over the Arab lands of the former Ottoman Empire as League of Nations mandates. In Anatolia, Kemal Atatürk's nationalists created a Turkish republic that expelled its Greek Christian population and repulsed foreign invasion. In Western Asia, Arab populations resisted their new European rulers. In Palestine, the British failed to control mounting violence between Arabs and Jewish immigrants. The war challenged social traditions in various ways. Many women who had participated in the war effort remained in the workforce and demanded voting and other rights. Governments assumed new responsibilities for education, public health, and social welfare. Automobiles, movies, and radio broadcasts transformed life in Western Europe and North America, and aviation aroused tremendous enthusiasm. Advances in the sciences, especially in physics and psychology, undermine the old cultural certainties. Birth control and family planning provoke considerable opposition from traditionalists.